Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all the help you have sent into our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making all things to work together for our good. Thank you for destroying all the works of darkness that were formed against us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the things you are doing in our lives to help us, to move us forward. Thank you for the things you have already done. And thank you for the things you're about to do. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for opening doors for us. Thank you, Lord, for moving us forward. Thank you for giving us dominion over the powers of darkness. Thank you, Lord, for bringing your will to pass. Thank you for bringing your promises to pass in our lives. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for great things you have in store for us. Things that are beyond our imaginations and expectations. Things that eyes have not seen. Things that ears have not heard. Things that have not come into the thoughts of men. Thank you, Lord, because you have reserved such a great thing for every one of us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all our prayers that you have answered. Thank you, Lord. We are here this midnight to seek your face and to pray and to worship you. O Lord, manifest your presence among us. Touch our lives. Manifest your power among us. Help us hear our prayers, solve our problems, give us blessings that are greater than our expectations. Have your way in our midst. Take your place in our midst. And take over this prayer session. Lead us into the right prayers you want us to pray. In Jesus' name. Give us the strength and the power to pray and prevail. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And we welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. are going to sing worship songs right now before we go into prayer point. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you honor, we give you all the glory, we give you honor, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the heart. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. Lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. Hallelujah. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Who is like unto thee? Oh, who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, always doing wonders, hallelujah. We are the Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great thing he has done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great thing he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great thing he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Adonai, we worship you, Son of God, you are so good, Almighty God, Almighty God. Hallowed Lead your name, your dominion, your dominion is forevermore. Adonai, Adonai, we worship you, we worship you, Son of God. You are so good, you are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be your name, your dominion is forevermore. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Oh Lord, we cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Oh Lord, do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, there's something new in my life. Something glorious in my life. Something new in my life, oh Lord. I'm the only Lord. I'm the only
Lord. I'm the only Lord, Jesus.
I'm the only Lord. Have your will
in our lives.
Have your will. Have your will. Oh Lord.
Have your will.
Have your will. Have your worship. Have your will, as we pray, have your will. Have your will, Lord, in all situations, have your will. Holy Spirit, have your will, Lord. Have your way, oh Lord. Have your way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way.
God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way, He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to His side. With love and strength, with love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. God is a miracle worker. God is the glorious God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Sing Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Let our King be lifted up. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is
to the land that was laid down, was laid. Will be the Lamb of God. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. The Lamb of God. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Down was laid, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, from north to south, I said there is no other God. There is no other God from east to west. There is no other God. From north to south, from north to south, I said there is no other God. Forever, forever, oh Lord, your world is sacred. Your world is saved in heaven, it is saved forever, forever. Oh Lord, oh Lord, your world is saved. In heaven, it is saved. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, never, ever. Never ever, the blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, it can never ever lose its power. By your blood, you crossed principalities. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus. By your name, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, Jesus, the righteous, by your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, by your name and by your name, you established authority. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, the righteous, Jesus, 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 you have conquered all. Jesus, 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 you reign over all.
Hallelujah. Begin to worship and praise Him. Glorify and adore Him. Magnify Him. Worship His majesty. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the bright and morning star. The King of Glory. The Ancient of Days. The Rock of Israel, the Lord of Hosts, the All-Sufficient God, the Self-Sufficient God, the King of the Universe, the King of Glory, the King of Israel, the King of Kings. Worship Him. He is greater than all. He is higher than all. He is better than all. He is before all things. And He is the one holding all things together. He created everything. Whether they are visible or invisible. For nothing was made without Him. Without Him was nothing made that was made. Praise Him. He is a faithful God. He is a merciful God. He cannot change. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. Worship Him for who He is. He is reliable. He is dependable. Worship Him for who He is. He can be trusted. And His words can be trusted. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the firstborn among the dead. You are the resurrection and life.
Blessed be your holy name. You are the Savior of the world, and you are the light of the world. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Lord. You make impossible things possible. You make difficult things easy. You make ways where there are no ways. Blessed be your holy name. You bring waters from the desert. And you make ways appear in the wilderness. We worship you, Lord. You are the God who answers prayers. And you are the God who answers by fire. You are the God of the everlasting covenant. We praise you, Lord. Only you can speak and your words will come to pass. And only you can reverse irreversible things. Only you can make things happen. And only you can make things not to happen. Blessed be your holy name. Who is he that speaks and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded him? You are the one who have determined and have decreed the end of things before those things began to exist. Because you are the Alpha and Omega. You are the first and the last. You are the beginning and the ending. You started everything. And you will end everything. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord, for all power belongs to you. All power in heaven and all power in the earth belongs to you. Great and mighty God, we worship you. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. We're going to thank him with these prayers. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your presence in my life. Thank you for your presence in my life and situations. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Moses said, Lord, we will not live here if your presence will not go with us. Begin to thank him for his presence. That is the most valuable resource in the life of the believer. The presence of God. The Father, thank you for your presence in my life. Thank you for your presence in my environment. Thank you for your presence in my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you for your presence in my situations and circumstances. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for not forsaking me. Thank you for not departing from my life. Thank you for not being far from me. Thank you for being close to me. Thank you, Father, for your presence. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. We're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your peace that is reigning in my life, that is prevailing in my life and environment. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your peace that is reigning in my life, reigning in my heart, reigning in my soul. Thank you for your peace that is prevailing in my life, prevailing in my environment, prevailing in my soul. Thank you for your peace that is prevailing in my body, in my spirit. Thank you because you have removed troubles from my life. Thank you, Lord, because you have removed pains from my life. Thank you for enthroning your peace over my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for causing your peace to reign in my life and to prevail. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for stopping the attacks the enemy fired at me. The attacks the enemy fired at my family, fired against my health. Thank you for stopping the attacks. Thank you for destroying those attacks. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for stopping demonic attacks, satanic attacks, witchcraft attacks that were formed against me, that were fired against me. Thank you for stopping them. Thank you for destroying them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for saving my soul from the captivity of sin and hell. Say, thank you, Father, for saving my soul from the captivity of sin and hell. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul from the power of sin. Thank you for saving my soul from the power, from the powers of darkness. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul from the realm of darkness into your light. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, again to pray, again to say, Father, thank you for providing my needs before I need them. Thank you for meeting my needs before I need those needs. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for meeting my needs, for always providing for my needs before I am in need. Thank you for always supplying my need before I am in need. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for not allowing the intentions, the wicked intentions and agendas of the kingdom of darkness to happen to me. Thank you for not allowing the wicked intentions and agendas of the dark kingdom to happen to me, to happen in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for not allowing the wicked intentions, the wicked plans of the kingdom of darkness to happen in my life. Thank you for not allowing the intentions of my enemies to happen in my life. Thank you for not allowing the intentions of the dark kingdom to happen in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for solving problems my wisdom couldn't solve. Thank you for solving problems in my life my strength couldn't solve, my wisdom couldn't solve. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for solving problems in my life that my strength and wisdom could not solve. Thank you, Father, for solving problems in my life that my power could not solve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for solving problems that were too big for me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You can say, God, God of the heaven, God of the heavens and the earth, or God of heaven and the earth, have mercy on my life. You can say, God of heaven and the earth, have mercy on my life and bring your will for my life to pass. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The God of heaven and the earth, Creator of the universe, have mercy on me. Have mercy on my life. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy on my life and bring your will for my life to pass. Bring your will for my life to pass. In the name of Jesus, bring your will for my life to pass. In the name of Jesus, bring your plans for my life to pass. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on my life, O Lord. Creator of the universe, Creator of the heavens and the earth, have mercy on me and bring your will for my life to pass. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, terminate every demonic handwriting, every satanic handwriting that is against my life and destiny. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, terminate every demonic handwriting, satanic handwriting that is working against my life and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, Blood of Jesus, terminate every satanic handwriting, every satanic sentences, statement, every satanic instructions, satanic judgment, satanic order that is working against my life and destiny. Blood of Jesus, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now, you know that the kingdom of darkness, they always copy the things that goes on in the kingdom of God. And just the way God gives order to the angels. Yeah, and some of these orders or commands are usually being written, sometimes written in a scroll, and then the angel will receive it and go and perform what the divine order says. In the same way, Satan also gives orders, written orders, to his agent, to his servant, to his demons, to go and carry out missions against God's people. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let destruction from the throne of God fall upon every demon and agent of Satan on assignment to carry out an evil mission in my life. Let destruction from the throne of God fall upon them now. Open your mouth and pray. Destruction from heaven. Let destruction from the throne of God consume every satanic agent, every devil on assignment to perform an evil mission in my life, in my destiny, an evil mission against my life, against my destiny. Let destruction from the throne of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let destruction from the throne of God consume them now. Let destruction from the throne of God consume them. Every satanic mission, satanic assignment that is being carried out against my life, calling and destiny, let destruction destroy both. Let destruction of the Lord, destruction from the Lord, destroy both the assignment and those that have been commanded to carry out the assignment right now in the name of Jesus. Let destruction from the Lord consume both the satanic assignment and the people or and the host assigned to carry out the assignment against my life right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Ghost fire, locate every satanic and demonic prison that is holding my life and destiny captive, and break the prisons into pieces. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Holy Ghost fire, locate every satanic and demonic prison that is holding my life, calling and destiny captive. Locate them and destroy them. Locate them and break them into pieces. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, locate every demonic presence every prison of marine spirit, every witchcraft prison, every satanic prison that is holding my life, calling and destiny captive. Fire of the Holy Ghost, locate those prisons right now and break them into pieces in the name of Jesus. Break them into pieces. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit. Amen. Whatever I am doing unknowingly, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, terminate whatever I am doing ignorantly that is making me to partner with the devil. The Holy Spirit, terminate, put an end to whatever I am doing unknowingly and ignorantly. That means partnership with the devil. Holy Spirit, terminate them now. Open your mouth and pray. Holy Spirit, terminate everything I am doing ignorantly that is equal to partnership with the devil. Holy Spirit, terminate them now. Terminate them now. Terminate them now. Terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever I am doing with my mind, whatever I am doing with my thought, whatever I am doing with my imagination, whatever I am doing with my body, that means partnership with the devil. Holy Spirit, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever I am doing with my career, with my business, or in my business, that means partnership with the devil. Holy Spirit, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to feel fire of the Holy Ghost. Uproot from within me every seed planted by the devil to suck away, to suck out my spiritual strength. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my life every seed of darkness planted by the devil to suck away my spiritual strength. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them. Uproot every seed of darkness in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, that is sucking away my spiritual strength. Uproot them now. Uproot them now. Till Heshted the Harbash Fananda. uproot them, uproot them, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every plantation of darkness that is draining my spiritual energy, draining away my divine strength, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to keep your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect my spirit, soul, and body to the flow of the fire of the Holy Ghost. You're going to say, I connect my spirit, soul, and body to the flow of fire from the Holy Spirit. Therefore, let there be manifestation of deliverance in me right now. Let deliverance manifest in me right now. Open your mouth and pray right now. See, I connect my spirit, soul, and body with the flow of fire from the Holy Spirit. Therefore, let there be instant deliverance in my spirit, instant deliverance in my soul, instant deliverance in my body right now, in the name of Jesus. Instant deliverance, instant healing, instant deliverance, instant healing by the fire of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. I connect my spirit. I connect my soul. I connect my body. I connect every cell of my body with a flow of fire from the Holy Ghost. I connect every part of me with a flow of fire from the Holy Spirit. And now let my deliverance manifest in the name of Jesus. Let my deliverance manifest. Let my deliverance manifest. Let my breakthrough manifest. Let my healing manifest. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Kafashana Bishtala. Dejetine Hesudashana. In the name of Jesus. Let there be instant deliverance in my spirit. Spirit right now, by the reason of my connection with the flow of fire from the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every Leviathan spirit. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every Leviathan spirit that is hiding that is hiding deep in my life to destroy my calling and destiny. The fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Look at them and consume them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every Leviathan spirit that is hiding very deep in my life, that is hiding in my life to destroy the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Every spirit of Leviathan that is connected with my life to stop the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Every Leviathan spirit that have bonded themselves with my life from my mother's womb to waste my destiny, to destroy my calling, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Consume them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Just going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus mingled with fire of the Holy Spirit shut down every portal of darkness that is giving the enemy access into my life. So let the blood of Jesus combined with the fire of the Holy Spirit shut down those portals right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pray. That's why you are here, to pray. Let the blood of Jesus mingled with fire of the Holy Ghost shut down every portal of darkness that is allowing demons to enter into my life freely and operate, that is allowing powers from hell to enter into my life and operate, that every portal of darkness that is giving access to creatures of darkness to enter into my life and have their way, let them be shut down right now by the blood of Jesus mingled with fire of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, every garment of shame and disgrace the enemy has put upon me, catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Every garment of shame and disgrace the enemy has put on me, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Garment of shame, garment of disgrace, catch fire. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus, be roasted by fire of the Holy Ghost. Garment of shame, garment of disgrace that the enemy have put on me, be roasted now by fire of the Holy Ghost. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray the same way. You're going to say, every garment of failures, every garment of failure and setback, every garment of failure and setback that the enemy has put on me, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Garment of failure. Garment of setback. Catch fire. Catch fire. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Garment of misfortunes. Garment of failures. Garment of loss. Garment of losing. Instead of gaining, instead of making profit, every garment of losses, catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Every garment of an anti-favor, every garment the enemy have placed on me to block favor from reaching me, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus, every garment of anti-help, every garment the enemy have placed on me that is blocking help from finding me, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect with the heavenly anointing that makes impossible things possible. You can say, in the name of Jesus, I connect with the heavenly anointing that makes impossible things possible. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I connect with the heavenly anointing. I connect with the divine power that will make impossible things possible in my life. I connect right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. I connect with the heavenly grace, with the heavenly power, with the heavenly anointing that makes things that are impossible, things that are scientifically impossible, things that are medically impossible, possible in my life, things that are logically impossible, things that are economically impossible. I connect with the heavenly grace that makes them possible. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I connect with the divine power that makes impossible things possible. Let that power begin to function in my life from this day onward. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the flaming sword of the Lord break into pieces every chain of slavery binding my hands and feet. Let the flaming sword of the Lord break them into pieces right now. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Let the flaming sword of the Lord break into pieces every chain of slavery, every chain of oppression, binding my neck, binding my hands and feet. Let the flaming sword of the Lord break them into pieces right now. I refuse to continue in slavery of darkness. In the name of Jesus, my destiny shall no longer be enslaved. My destiny shall no longer be enslaved. My life shall no longer be enslaved. My calling shall no longer be enslaved. My spiritual gift shall no longer be enslaved. My prayer life shall no longer be enslaved. My spiritual life shall no longer be enslaved. Let the flaming sword of the Lord destroy every chain of slavery binding my hands and feet, every chain of slavery binding my spirit, soul, and body. Let the flaming sword of the Lord break them into pieces. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I reject any form of slavery in my life. I reject slavery in my life. I reject slavery in my calling. I reject slavery in my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Now, what does it mean to be enslaved? One of the things that slavery means is that there's a slave master saying, you have to do this to get this. If you don't do this, you can't have this. Yeah, so that is slavery. Yeah, so if there's any situation in your life like that, yeah, for instance, some people, they have to borrow. They have to beg. Yeah, some they have to beg, some they have to borrow before they can spend money. That is slavery. Yeah. So anything that the enemy is forcing you to do that does not glorify God, yeah, before you can get any good thing, it means you know, that thing is where the slavery is. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, and destroy every negative situation Satan has created in my life to keep me enslaved forever. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every situation Satan has created successfully in my life to keep me enslaved forever. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every situation Satan has created, every situation Satan has put me in to keep me enslaved, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy such situations or put such situations from my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every situation of engagement, every situation Satan has created in my life, and I've become a cage of slavery. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the situation and terminate the slavery forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, slavery also have to do with control. Slavery has to do with control. Yeah, whatever is controlling you to do what does not glorify God. Whatever is making you do what is against the will of God and the righteousness of God, that thing has enslaved you. Yeah, as before we say, I don't know, I just can't control myself. Yeah, that is slavery. Yeah, I just can't stop myself. I couldn't stop myself from doing it. That is slavery. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every spirit and power of darkness. to go against the will of God and the righteousness of God. Let the anger of God consume them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let the anger of God consume every spirit and power of darkness that is controlling me, controlling my life, controlling my mind, to go contrary to the will of God, to go contrary to the mind of God, to go contrary to the righteousness of God. Let the anger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let them be consumed by God's anger. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every satanic presence, demonic presence that follows my life, that follows after me to make me do things that does not glorify God, to make me do things that is against God's nature and God's righteousness, let the anger of God consume them now. Right now, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the authority that is in the name of Jesus release every of my blessings that have been hijacked by darkness, by spirit and forces of darkness. Let the authority that is in the name of Jesus release them unto me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Let the authority that is in the name of Jesus release unto me all my blessings that the kingdom of darkness have hijacked. All my blessings they have captured. All my blessings they have stolen. Let the authority in the name of Jesus release them unto me now. In the name of Jesus. Let the authority in the name of Jesus release them unto me now. In the name of Jesus, all my blessings that have been trapped by witchcraft, trapped by devils, let the authority in the name of Jesus release them unto me now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to say, Father, let your hammer break into pieces every every form of hardness the enemy has built up in my heart. The Father, let your hammer break into pieces every stony heart, every hard heart in me. Let your hammer break them into pieces. Open your mouth and pray like that. A stony heart is a rebellious heart, is an heart that have lost the fear of God. A stony heart is an heart that have lost the purity that should be there, the righteousness that should be in your heart. Begin to say, Lord, use your hammer to break into pieces every hardness in my heart, every stone in my heart. Use your hammer to break them into pieces right now in the name of Jesus, so that my heart can please you. So that my heart can please you. In the name of Jesus, use your hammer to break into pieces every stony heart in me, every hard heart in me, every heart that does not want to practice the word of God, every heart that does not want to do righteousness, every heart that does not want to love God, every heart that does not want to please God, Father, use your hammer to break them into pieces. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every hard heart in me that does not want to obey God, that does not want to win souls for God, oh Lord, use your hammer to break them into pieces right now. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every realm of darkness that is tunneling attacks into my dreams. Every realm of darkness that is channeling demonic attacks, satanic attacks, witchcraft attacks into my dreams, let the fire of God destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every realm of darkness bringing attacks to me in my dreams, let the fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every satanic realm, every witchcraft realm, every demonic realm that is projecting attacks to me in my dreams, let the fire of God destroy them now. every realm of darkness, initiating my dreams to attack me. Let the fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, you're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me and empower me to do your will, to do your righteousness. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, strengthen me and empower me to do your will. Strengthen me to do your righteousness. Strengthen me to live righteously. Strengthen me to please you. Strengthen me to live holy in your sight. Strengthen me to live a life that draws others into your kingdom. Strengthen me to live a life that is an example of the life of Christ. Empower me, Father, to live such a life in the name of Jesus. Empower me to find pleasure doing the right things. Strengthen me to find joy doing what is right in your sight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lion of the tribe of Judah, destroy every demonic lion. Satanic lion that is after the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, that is against the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. The lion of the tribe of Judah, destroy every satanic lion, demonic lion, that is against the fulfillment of my calling and destiny in the earth. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Gushate in loste ne kushtelebata Mahasho shana deshtenega. Destroy every satanic lion, every demonic lion, every lion that are also principalities that don't want my calling and destiny to be fulfilled in the earth. Lion of the tribe of Judah, appear and destroy them. Appear now and destroy them. Appear now and destroy them. Every principality that that are also lions, that don't want me to fulfill my calling and destiny, that don't want me to become who God says I am. Lion of the tribe of Judah, manifest and destroy them. Manifest now and destroy them. Manifest now and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the hunger of God to destroy every activity going on in the realms of darkness that is making life difficult for me. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Let the hunger of God destroy both the activities and the forces behind those activities. Continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every activity going on in the realms of darkness to make life difficult for me in the physical realm. Every operation, every ritual going on in the realms of darkness to make life difficult for me in this earth realm, in this physical realm, let the hunger of God destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let God's hunger destroy them. 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 Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy over my life that from this day henceforth I shall continually walk and live under open heaven. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like God. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy that from this day onward, my life, my destiny, my calling, my career, my ministry shall continually be under open heaven. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy that every day of my life shall be lived under open heaven. The presence and power of God shall be available unto me at all times. My life shall continually dwell under open heaven. The angels of the Lord shall be available to attend to my case at all times. The angels of the Lord shall be all around me, shall surround me to perform God's will and plans in my life, in all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy that my sources of income shall continually be under open heaven. My business, my career shall continually be under open heaven. And the presence and power of God shall be available to give me profits and increase and blessings in my financial life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me to become a Christian that prays without ceasing. The Holy Spirit, empower me to become a Christian that is always praying. That's another way of saying pray without ceasing. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, empower me to become a Christian that is always praying. Empower me to become a Christian that prays without ceasing. Empower me now. Holy Spirit, empower me now. Empower me to become a Christian whose lifestyle, whose daily lifestyle, whose hourly lifestyle is prayer. Empower me to become a Christian whose lifestyle is all about prayer, whose attitude and habit is all about prayer. A Christian who have made prayer and habit, a Christian who have made prayer an addiction. Holy Spirit, empower me to become such kind of Christian. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray several more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the flaming sword of the Lord cut off every evil hand that is stopping the doors God have opened for me. Every evil hand that is shutting the doors of opportunities God opens for me per time, let the flaming sword of the Lord cut them off. Open your mouth and pray. Let the flaming sword of the Lord cut them off. Desiste inepujna dabaha. Dihafasta dabatasina. Desiste getenegegelabaha. Let the flaming sword of the Lord cut them off. Every satanic hand, demonic hand, witchcraft hand that is closing the door, God, open for me. Every satanic hand that is destroying the opportunities God sends into my life, let the sword of the Lord cut them off. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord cut them off. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every veil of darkness, covering of darkness, that is not allowing me to see what God is showing me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Dibishdiha sozanti gete juste nedegla. Dirashta natabashina. Continue to pray like that. Every veil of darkness, every covering of darkness that is not allowing me to see the things God is showing me, the revelations God is showing me, the vision, the dream God is showing me, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume those veils right now in the name of Jesus. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy the veils right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every veil of darkness upon my spirit and soul and mind that is not allowing me to get the messages God is passing across to me, that is not allowing me to get the revelation God is sending to me, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, destroy every ancestral covenant of filial that is working in my bloodline, every ancestral covenant of filial that is working in my bloodline, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. begin to pray like that. Existe y baja sosa shakan digedesna. Nibli has to neko has to zashinana. Neto janastana taga. Blood of Jesus destroy every ancestral covenant of failure that I have inherited, that is making success difficult for me. Every ancestral covenant of failure that is making prosperity difficult for me. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. The Bible says that God will send you help from His sanctuary. He will send you help from His sanctuary. So you're going to pray for that help. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, release upon me the helps that my life need at this time, at this moment, at this point in time. Say, Father, by your mercy, release the helps now into my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The helps that my life need at this time. The helps that my life need at this time. Father, release them now into my life. In the name of Jesus. The helps that I need to succeed at this time. The help that I need to prosper at this time. The help that I need to move forward at this time. Father, release them upon me. Release them upon me. Release them upon me. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Release them upon me. Right now, in the name of Jesus. The helps that my life need now. The helps that my destiny need now. The helps that my calling need now. Father, release them upon me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have the remote prayer point. You're going to say, Father, connect my life with destiny helpers. Connect my life and destiny with helpers that you have appointed for me, El Paso, you have ordained for me, even before the foundations of the heads were laid. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, connect me now with destiny, help us. Connect me with the helpers you have ordained, the helpers you have appointed for me before I was born into this earth. Connect me with them now. In the name of Jesus, connect me with them now. In the name of Jesus, bring them into my life. Send them into my life. Right now. And make them help me. Right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, remove from my spirit, soul, and body every poison of darkness there. Every poison of darkness there. Remove them now. Blood of Jesus, remove them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The blessings today in poor house to heal. Blood of Jesus, remove from my blood, from my bones, from my tissues, from every cell of my body. Remove from every fragment of my soul. Remove from my spirit every poison of darkness. Blood of Jesus, remove them now. Remove them now. In the name of Jesus, remove them now. In the name of Jesus, remove them now. In the name of Jesus, every poison of darkness in my spirit, soul, and body. Blood of Jesus, remove them. Blood of Jesus, remove them. Thank you, Lord. Remove them. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon me anointing of excellence that will make me do everything perfectly. Anointing of excellence that will make me do everything successfully and correctly and perfectly. Oh Lord, put on me such anointing right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Lord, put upon me anointing of excellence. anointing of excellence. Thou make me do all things well. Anointing of excellence, thou make me do all things correctly and successfully and perfectly. In the name of Jesus, anointing of excellence, thou make me the best in everything that I do. Thou make me succeed at the best level. Anointing of excellence, thou make me succeed at the best level. Succeed at the highest level. Anointing of excellence, thou make me succeed and prosper at the best level. In the name of Jesus, Father, put on me such anointing right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace and mercies that are sufficient for us. Thank you for your power that is working in our lives and in our midst. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your presence that is bringing into the limelight everything you have called us to do for you, everything that you have destined us to become in the end. Thank you for your presence that is revealing to us everything that you want us to know. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives, for what you have been doing, for what you have done, and for the things you're going to do very shortly in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, oh Lord, that you lift up your standard against every activity of darkness going on in the lives of everyone here. Raise your standard against them and put an end to them all right now in Jesus' name. I pray that everything you have been waiting on the Lord for a very long time, everything you have been expecting from the Lord, I pray that heaven release them into your life now. In the name of Jesus, every place where certain decisions have to be made for your life to be transformed, for your life to change for good, for the best, I decree that let that decision be made in those places now, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the fire of God will come upon you and revive your prayer life. And you shall be able to win many battles You shall be able to conquer countless battles by the reason of the fire that will come upon your prayer line. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Everything that has been difficult for you to achieve, for you to possess, and those things are God's will for your life. I decree that from today, you shall possess them with ease in Jesus' name. It shall no longer be difficult to possess them in the name of Jesus. The strength of the Lord shall replace your strength, and you shall break all limitations and enter into greatness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.